got to go.
And suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes, you might say, he really looks wet.
What's going on? Fellow wearing funny looking clothes, what you say?
Would you say dutchy or tacky or slouchy or something like that?
Well, it's a funny looking when the one slouchy is too big or tall or something, you know, but look like a dude, the most of them say. Now, what that means, I don't know.
Yeah, dressed up. Just ain't nice. Women in different ways of dress, Kim, but I don't know. I'll tell you how to. Well, I'm kind of like, you know, I just call a dude.
Does it make any difference if it's a man instead of a woman?
No, it makes no difference.
Okay. What about if they're wearing their best clothes? You'd say she's
dressed up. Dolled up. Dressed up.
Is one of them for a man and one for a woman? Or?
It's always the same thing.
What word would you use to refer to an older person that's very lively and gets around very well?
Spry.
And what about somebody who never wants to do any work or doesn't have any interest? Okay, what do you call a bird that makes holes in the tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
What about an insect that hops around in dry grass?
Hopperdam.
Okay. And what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in, some people say?
Haunted house.
That's right. What I mean.
Hey, would you say it for me?
Haunted house.
Okay, thank you. And what are the spirits called who live in it?
Hands. Mm-hmm. I never believe in that, Joe.
I don't blame you.
I never believe in no such thing as hands. But you know it's been a many mother. If there's any way in the world to get back, they'd have got back to their children.
They'd have gotten back to what?
Their children, what died and they left them. If there's any way in the world to come back, they'll come back.
So this is the thing.
That's right. It's all over.
A lot of people believe it.
I know they do. Plenty of them. That's a bet you they had. But you just always go there and see what done it or what it was, and you'll always find a reason. It's something else. I guarantee you that. That's something else that worried me. I never was scared to go nowhere. Only thing worried me is a cloud.
A cloud?
Cloud.
Okay,
storm.
Okay, well, what do you call something, say a black cat, for instance, that people say brings bad luck?
Well, you see them cross the road, there's a black cat, somebody's spitting in the head, spitting, turning the hand, or doing something.
What would you do one
day? If black cat cross the road, what'd you say?
Yeah, do you have a name for anything like this that's supposed to bring bad luck? I mean, could you call it a hoodoo or a jinx or a voodoo or something?
Jinx.
Like
that? You're racist.
What about a person who brings bad luck? Is there a name for a person like that?
I never heard nobody bring no bad luck to me.
hard luck, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bad.
Okay. And what do you call the place where a dead person's taken to be prepared for burial?
Corpse.
Okay. And where do they take him to be prepared for burial?
Mold, a funeral home.
And what do you call the case or the box that the corpse is put into?
We call it a vault.
Okay. To bury?
No, we call it, you mean the thing you put in?
Yeah.
That's a coffin.
Oh.